What we have been doing here at Zion since Ash Wednesday is thinking about the teachings that we have in our small catechism, which explain the second article of the Creed. I believe that Jesus Christ and everything we believe about him, and how that is explained in the second article of the Creed. And what we've done then, during from Ash Wednesday and all the way to Maundy Thursday, and then we had a special thing for Good Friday, but then today we close doing this, is look at the second article of the Creed and parts of it, the explanation, and parts of it to think about it, to reflect on it, to think, what does this mean, who Jesus is, true God and true man and born of the Virgin Mary, and he suffered and died and rose again, and we've divided that into sections and thought about those things. Today we close that off. We think about the last part of that explanation of the second article of the Creed. If you look at the insert, the yellow insert, there is an all bold print that explanation of the second article of the Creed in the catechism that we use. And we're going to, in a moment, we're going to read it all out loud together. But I want to point out one or two things before we do that. First of all, and our members know this, I've pointed out many times, but we have some visitors. I want you to see this too. This whole explanation of the second article of the Creed, which Martin Luther wrote, is in the German and in the English, one sentence. One sentence. And the root sentence, the foundational sentence, is right towards the beginning, I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord. And I underlined those. And so what the Creed, or this explanation of the Creed does is say, what do I believe about Jesus Christ and why is he my Lord? Why is he my Lord? How is he my Lord? What does it mean that he is my Lord? And so all these parts within the explanation bring out different parts from the Bible, and we've looked at that over the weeks from the Bible. Now, we're going to read through the whole thing and focus on the last part that's all underlined there. But you'll notice this is different than what I've done other weeks, other services throughout Lent. Notice that there's three places for pause. Pause. And that's on purpose because I'll bring that up. But you're going to have to listen to me reading and then, oh, Pastor, stop, I'll pause. How long should I pause? And then start reading when I read, okay? So let's read that together. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. In order that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. Pause. In order that. That's what Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, is about. In order that. He did all these things. True man, true God, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered, died, and rose again. In order that. In order that means that these teachings are for me. In order that I may be his own. Now it comes where it's talking about Jesus. Up to that point, who he is and what he's done, in order that it's for me. And it's order in order that it means that he is my Lord. That's what Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday means. He's my Lord. In order that, we've talked about and we've thought much about the three enemies and the three victories which are mentioned here. The three enemies are sin, Satan, and the power of the devil. And the three victories that Jesus had is forgiveness, life, and salvation. He did all that, but those are mine, that those are yours. They're just not out there floating somewhere, but it's for you and me. See, when he takes away our sins, in order that I'm going to live as him, as my Lord, he takes away my sins, I'm forgiven. I can stand before him. I don't have to be afraid of my sins and afraid of God because he forgives me. And death, over and over again. In fact, you heard in the gospel, in the epistle reading, you heard St. Paul saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he appeared to 500 at one time, and some have fallen asleep. Well, what does that mean? It means that they're sleeping in the pew right now? It means they died. But for Christians, death is not scary. It is just to be asleep in Jesus. There's victory over death. For me, and also then victory over all evil things, all the things of the devil, which are all around us all the time, evil things, but he has given me victory over all these things. Faith, in order that, faith knows that Jesus is my reality, and it is his rule. Hebrews 11, now the Bible class from last week will remember this. I brought this up. Now, in Hebrews 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. This is what Jesus' resurrection means. He has risen, and it's true, and it's certain, and I am assured that he has victory over death, and I am assured that he gives me victory over death as well, a conviction. Now, compare that to what we sometimes hope for things in life. Do you remember this Bible class? Some of you know that I'm from Wisconsin. I hope the Packers will win the Super Bowl. But I am assured, I know that Jesus lives. I know that I will be raised again from the dead. I know I will go to heaven because Jesus said I will. And that is the assurance every one of us can have. That's the good news. It is a conviction, it is a certainty. We hope for things to happen in this life. Oh, yeah, I'll put in money and maybe I'll get that $1 billion lotto, right? None of you got it. I saw it was from New Jersey. Maybe we got a visitor from New Jersey. But these things in life, we say, I hope to get a new car. I hope to graduate. Some of these things are quite certain. They should happen. Other things, we don't know. But that is not Resurrection Sunday. That is not Easter Sunday. That is a conviction, assurance that Jesus is risen from the dead. And so death, it doesn't scare me. It's not easy. Illness coming to death is not easy. It's hard. But the conviction is that this leads to life everlasting. And in order that means that all this is a reality in my life. A reality so that that changes everything about it. To be here this morning is a reality. You're here this morning. That is the reality. There's a reason you're here this morning. This church was having services, as well as other churches are having services. There's a reality that Christians know that Jesus has risen from the dead. And so Christians gather together. He is over my life. He is in control of all things, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom. Whatever is good or bad happening in this world, he is over all things. His kingdom reigns over all things. Before he ascended into heaven, he said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. He is over all things. This is the reality. And that I will serve him. As Christians, to live in the resurrection time, the age of the resurrection, is to live with the assurance and conviction that Jesus has risen from the dead, and that the things I do in his name, sometimes I sin, I don't do those in his name, I know those aren't good, but everything in my life I do in his name, he is blessing it. He is working through me. I am living as his child. That is the reality. And the reality then is, he will come again. He will either call me in my own death to go to heaven, or he will come again with glory before I die. Absolute reality. And that changes how we live and think every day. We can still get discouraged, or we can become sick, or different things can happen that are hard. But the reality is that Jesus has risen. The reality is that I am in his kingdom, and I am his. And I serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Even as he has risen from the dead. If he's risen from the dead, and you believe that, your reality, your truth, the everything of your life is that you have life with God. And it doesn't end at the grave. It goes on.